brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with your phone calls for Terry Anderson from Los Angeles, California, dealing with illegal alien immigration and the open call to kill blacks that's been engaged in by the radical race supremacist. Let's take some final calls for Terry Anderson, who hosts the Sunday night syndicated show, The Terry Anderson Show. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in Texas. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I've appreciated what Terry had to say. I was just going to, I've held all this time. I wanted to ask you a question, Alex. Were you aware that Hugo Chavez was a Freemason?
I've heard that. I haven't been able to prove that.
Well, I sat in lodge with him in the Grand Lodge of Texas in Waco in the early 90s, right after he had been elected president. And he couldn't speak English, but he had an interpreter there. And, you know, his speech was, you know, my people this and my people that. The curious thing, I just wanted to let you know that so maybe you could figure out a way it fit in. Now, I live in Houston. I have the same problem that Terry has with the illegals. I have a man that moved in behind me that doesn't work, lives in a shack, and goes in a slop jar and then has it pumped out into a hose into my backyard. I had to ask him not to do that. And the man across the street from me bought a house next door to me for $103,000. Now, I mean, that doesn't sound like a lot in most of the country, but in this little area of Houston, it was quite a bit of money for that house. And he brags about how he celebrates two birthdays, one for his Mexican name and one for his American Social Security number. And, you know, I just, I'm sick of the immigration issue. It's what turned me against Bush. I voted Republican all my life. I was a Freemason in 92 for about 15 years. I guess I still am, I guess. I don't know. But the thing about the issues just got to me on the other. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, sir. Comments on what he said, Terry?
Yeah, I can sympathize with him. Houston's a tough town when it comes to this issue. Most border states are, but you know what? He and I have to realize this. We're no longer exclusive. These border states are now up into Illinois and Indiana and Kentucky and Tennessee. It's all over. So I understand, and I also understand what he said about Bush. A lot of people voted for Bush. If you have no other reason to hate this man, this is a good one.
Well, I mean, let's take the government's number, 14 million. The real experts say over 30. What number do you get? I mean, because I'm told it's even well above 30 million now.
I don't know. I would go with the 30 million. That's pretty close for me in all the studies I've done. That looks about right.
It's unbelievable.
Or maybe more. I mean, you know, it could be 100 million. We have no way of knowing. We can't know because they won't let us ask.
Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Texas. Go ahead, Chris. Last caller for Terry Anderson, and we'll get to others later.
Yes, Terry, thank you very much. Enjoyed. I didn't expect to be speaking with you today. I have the same experience in a rural environment, so it's not just constrained to large cities.
No, you know, you're right, Chris, and I'm hearing from people here in California, in the San Joaquin Valley, in the farming areas, same problem as what you just said.
And I'm seeing people do things that are dangerous to the common good, like putting fence lines across creek beds and that sort of thing in order to keep cattle in a non-restricted area. Well, it should be restricted, but it's not. Alex, I called for a couple of other reasons. I've been on hold for a while. Someone mentioned Metropolis earlier. There is a moment in Metropolis in another version, not the Giorgio Moroder version, the popular one, where you actually get to see the protagonist with a vision that sees the machine that the servants are feeding becomes a vision and becomes Molly. And they actually have a screen. It's a silent film. They have a screenshot with the text Molly in very big block letters.
Wasn't that an Italian version?
It's a film by Fritz Lang from 1926, and I think that was the Italian version. I'm not certain.
All right.
I found that very fascinating. And one quick thing, also, the only thing that I've been able to find that President Bush has done that's good, and this ties into something you did earlier, was I believe he awarded Andy Griffith the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, but he does that as a stunt to make himself look good by giving good people awards. Thanks for the call. TerryAndersonShow.com. I appreciate you coming on with us, Terry Anderson.
My pleasure, Alex, as always, buddy.
All right, we will talk to you soon. In fact, hold on, I'd like to talk to you briefly during the break. All right, on the other side, I'll continue with your phone calls, tons of global news, the troops spying on the American people. We'll be right back.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got a really big guest coming on in 30 minutes, actually 20 minutes now, 21 minutes, 30 seconds. And he is a bit owly. I've got some background on, you know, not doing interviews or the cell phone disconnects or things like that happen if certain things are asked. I'm going to try my best, and we'll see what happens with it coming up at 33 after. And it's a confirmed interview, but I learned with Murphy's Law. It's like the time I had Charlton Heston on, and then he was trying to get on with us, but his power went off about 5 minutes before he was coming on. You know, stuff like that happens, and we did get Charlton Heston on. So we'll see what happens. I'll just, I don't like to count my chickens before they're hatched, as they say, or count something until the job is done. So we'll see what develops there. I'm going to tell you in a few minutes who the guest is. But let's get to this first. Government reportedly monitoring anti-war groups in Austin. Now, by the way, I happen to know Veterans for Peace in Austin. I know it's a real liberal organization, but Don Darling was a submarine rescue ship captain. I mean, this guy was, you know, 40-something years old as a captain doing emergency dives. Just an amazing individual. They lied to him about radiation they were dealing with. They also gave him orders one time to do an emergency shutdown for a test on the first nuclear submarine. What was its name? It had the same name as a submarine in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. It's a famous one. He was in there before that in the nuclear corps. You know, he had a degree what do they call it, nuclear physicist, even though you're an engineer in that. And they gave him an order to emergency power down, which they knew would radiate everybody. And they told him it wouldn't be a problem, but he was a scientist. He knew that wasn't the case. He followed the order, and he said there was a good chance it would have blown up and gone critical, and that he would have been, when it killed everybody, he would have been blamed later. But he still followed the order, and of course he's been radiated. That crew was radiated. Then they were radiated other times. And he just found out they don't care about you. They hate you. It's their enjoyment to hurt the troops because they hate you. They know you're a good American who thinks you're fighting for America. So they use you in New World Order ops, and then they revel in doing bad things, giving you experimental vaccines, abusing you, ripping you off, not giving you your pension. Just also, but my point is, one of the heads of Veterans for Peace here in Austin is Don Darling, who I've been friends with for about 6-7 years, Captain Don Darling. I mean, later, again, left the Nuclear Submarine Engineer Corps and then did nuclear submarine rescue. I mean, just, and if you know how hard it is to go through, he's one of the oldest people to ever go through. I don't know why I'm off on Don Darling right now. Just, these are the great people I get to meet. He was one of the oldest people to ever go through the Navy diver program. And if you have any idea how hard that is, just unbelievably dangerous. You know, super deep water dives, all sorts of things. You know, those full body suits, the big metal suits, just you name it. But side issue, these are good people. I know them. They're not a bunch of dirty commies, as the media likes to say. But even if they were a bunch of dirty commies, the point is it's illegal to have the military spying on the American people, but it goes on everywhere. Man, I've been at mainline anti-war protests, and there's official U.S. Army, not even reserve, out there with video cameras, scanning everybody, taking photos, and videotaping. And I've never really told these stories. I've vaguely mentioned it, but I've had Special Forces troops assigned to Black Ops threaten me 5 separate times on the ground. Well, no, one time they didn't threaten me. They were just following me around and getting in my face and stuff. But that was a long time ago. That stuff all quit about 6-7 years ago because they were, you know, trying to intimidate me then. And they've now had a chance to assess, and they know I'm never shutting up. You could put a gun to my head and say, shut up, or I'm going to blow your head off, and I'd say, pull the trigger. I mean, you people are evil. I'm committed to defending this country 110%, and none of it works on me. Now, last year, a even more mainline peace group in Houston brought peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and coffee to Halliburton workers as they were going in by the front gate, telling recruiters how dangerous DU was and how dangerous it was in Iraq, trying to educate them. And they had the military infiltrate their groups and spy on them and all this. You saw that in Fahrenheit 9/11, too, how they're spying on the little peace group in Northern California. And this is what they do. But it's a lot worse than this, okay? I mean, I've had the internal hit team types threaten me repeatedly. And they ought to be so ashamed of themselves. You know, what you've done is you only confirmed to me how bad things were years ago when you did that. You know, when you walk up to me in a parking lot and get back in your government car right in front of me. You are a shame to this country and to every veteran, true veteran we've had. I mean, you are despicable. Then we've had other variants of it we did catch on video where, you know, we're on the side of I-35 and troops come up and say, turn your cameras off, or we're in Belton and troops come up yelling, saying, turn your cameras off, and we say, no, we're not. You're the ones that filmed me before. You're absolutely right. We filmed you before, and we'll film you again. We're free Americans. We're not going to let our forebears down that fought and died to give us freedom, to give us a foundation. They gave us a chance so we could fight to keep it. You always got to fight to keep it. Let's go to this KXAN whitewash piece. Listen to it.
A new report that says the federal government is monitoring anti-war groups in Austin. Shannon is live near the UT campus with more. Shannon.
Good evening, Robert. According to the ACLU report released last week, the Department of Defense has been monitoring peace groups around the country, at least two of them in Austin. were put on the government radar because of a protest outside of an Army recruiting station in Dobie Mall. Some would say protests are part of the spirit of Austin. At an anti-war gathering in April of 2005, the group Veterans for Peace participates in a protest outside the Army recruiting office at Dobie Mall, much like this one 2 years before. But this unclassified document released by the ACLU shows that a 2005 protest at Dobie Mall was reported by the Defense Department's Threat and Local Observation Notice, or TALON, database. At one protest in Austin, Texas, it reads, "The protesters blocked the entrance to the recruitment office with two coffins, one draped with an American flag and the other covered with an Iraqi flag."
Certain amount of my activist spirit is angry, for sure, and it fuels me.
Why?
Why? Because it requires, it's saying, do something about this. You can't live with this.
Tom Heikkilä was just 21 when he was drafted in 1967. He spent 9.5 months in Vietnam.
When I came home from the Vietnam War, I knew I had participated in something that I shouldn't have done, and it plagued me.
Down by the riverside.
So he joined Veterans for Peace, and as the chair of the Austin chapter, he talks to young people about nonviolence.
Is Veterans for Peace a threat to the United States?
No. No, it's an asset.
It's unfortunate that it's not as unusual as we might suspect.
The local ACLU chapter echoes the national group's call for further investigation.
It's a misuse of taxpayer dollars and resources when there are actually very real threats out there that the government should be targeting.
No justice, no peace!
Now, the ACLU report also acknowledges that the Pentagon has admitted that much of the information gathered on anti-war activities should not have been in the TALON database or classified as a threat to the U.S. But the ACLU argues also that far too little is known about how this information was gathered in the first place. They are now calling for congressional hearings. We're live on the UT campus. Shannon Wolfson, KXAN, NBC Austin.
The TALON threat database. The TALON threat database. Hey, for people in these units, if you want to see the threat, turn on the State of the Union. You want to see the threat, go down to the Pratt House, where the Council on Foreign Relations is based. And don't roll your eyes at me. Go read Council on Foreign Relations publications. The end of the free market, the end of private property, the end of the Second Amendment. And if you twits don't understand, who are part of this system, that the Bill of Rights and Constitution is what you swore an oath to, I can't help you. And I know you went through all the special training and have done black ops in other countries, a lot of you, and since it's all about the elitism and the culture you're in a gang culture. You are in a mind-controlled capacity, and you're too weak-minded to break out of it. If you had moral courage, you'd do what Smedley Butler did, you'd do what Don Darling did, you'd do what Colonel Donda Graham Pree's done. You'd do what General Benton K. Parton has done. You'd do what so many real patriots have done. When they see a threat to the Bill of Rights and Constitution, they break with it. And if you don't know they're violating every canon of this free society, I can't help you anymore. If you think I'm a threat and you don't know that I am 100% dedicated to this republic, it's you who are tearing it down, and you're not stupid. You know they blew up those buildings on 9/11. You've done demolitions training. You're not stupid. But you're so cowardly that you won't even face that. Stop being cowards. Stop it. Don't you care about this country? The people that are running us into the ground are very, very evil. If it isn't even for the country, it should be for your family, your mothers, your wives, your children, your neighbors, your community. Again, I'm just an average person that learned about a group that wanted to destroy my country, and all I've ever done is fight it. That's all I'm doing. You work for the terrorist. And when you do evil, you are a terrorist. You literally are the enemy combatants.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Spark Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Ted Anderson for Midas, January 25th, 2007, gold $651.60. Ounce gold coins are at $672.79, $338.94 for half, $169.47 for quarter ounce. That's $672.79, $338.94, and $169.47. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barish report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old.
Welcome back.
You lie and deceive.
Glad that you joined us today.
World War and me.
We just talked to his office again and reconfirmed. Coming up in the next segment, we're scheduled to have David Lynch on, the legendary director of television shows and, of course, movies. His new film is Inland Empire, and he was here in Austin yesterday to show it. And then, of course, he's going to have a book signing with his new book, Very Busy Man, at Barnes & Noble in North Austin coming up later today. And we're scheduled to have him on the telephone. I was flattered to know. We were just talking to his scheduler that we were listening to the show today. And he's finishing up an interview right now. And we're scheduled to have him on with us. There is so many other news reports and things that are happening. I've got one here out of the Times of London. I have another one out of the London Telegraph. It's breaking all over the world. More and more major studies confirming that cell phones are causing brain tumors. Now, they're microwaves. And when your cell phone goes off at my office around electronic equipment, I mean, screens, computers, speakers, I mean, it's horrible. And, well, again, we're all addicted to using them. We still continue to use them. We tend to forget to use our hands-free. I try to most of the time. Last time I mentioned this, listener sent me a hands-free for the type of phone I use, a Razor. We've just got to get control of our lives and stop this. Long-time users of mobile phones are significantly more likely to develop a certain type of brain tumor on the side of the head where they hold the handsets, according to new research. A large-scale study found that those who had regularly used mobile phones for longer than 10 years were almost 40% more likely to develop nervous system tumors called gliomas near to where they hold their phones. We've got to stop this. And you use them in front of your children. They got toy cell phones. I see 6-7-year-olds with their cell phones. Oh, get them a cell phone. Keep track of them when they're at school. You know, 10-year-olds. And then now they're putting BlackBerry systems and video games and iPods into cell phones, so the kids are all going to have them. This is all part of the eugenics program. The new research to be published later this year in the International Journal of Cancer is the second study to suggest, the second study, there's hundreds, an increased risk of specific types of brain tumors in regions close to the mobile phone emissions enter the head. However, a number of other studies have found, financed by the government, so they can then claim cell phone companies didn't manage it, but the cell phone companies, they lobby and the government funds these fake studies. However, a number of other studies have found no increase in health risk associated with mobile phone use. Professor Laurie Challis, the chairman of the government-funded Mobile Telecommunications Health Research Program, said last week that most research has shown that mobile phones were safe in the short term, but there was a hint of something. Yeah, back in the 40s, smoke more Camels. It's good for your health. Come on. For longer-term users, Professor Challis, who was negotiating funding for a long-term international study, said that last night, I agree with the authors that this is a hint that needs further exploration. It's further reason why a long-term study is necessary. Folks, there's no doubt they're bad for your brain. It's no doubt it's a high-powered microwave transmitter. No doubt. There's no doubt these things by schools, you know, where they get the extra money for putting them on the schools and businesses. There's no way. There's a bunch of studies in Australia, U.S., and England, and the Netherlands, and Germany, where they have these big high-powered cell towers, and the top two floors of the building, half of the people get cancer. I mean, you know, it's just numbers off the chart. The cell transmitters are giant microwave transmitters, super deadly. So that's a lot more deadly than a little cell phone up against your head, but it's a powerful transmitter. All right, we will get our illustrious guest on, talk about his new movie and a lot more. Got a new coffee line out, too. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. This is the GCN Radio Network, going in through and beyond.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your little protest, no memory rejected. It was an inside job, like it always is. Chalk it up to business as usual.
You think that you're so smart, but you don't have a
always walk out in the night. And it's an inside job to learn about forgiving. It's an inside job to hang on to the joy of living. Know the road by which you came. They know your mother's maiden name.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We got about 24 minutes left in this broadcast today, and I'm really honored to have an amazing director and writer on with us. I'm a fan of so many of his films. The Elephant Man, Eraserhead, the TV show Twin Peaks, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway. It goes on and on. I even like Dune. What an epic film there. And he is a prolific individual. He's got a new movie coming out. He was just screening it here in Austin. He has a signing at Barnes & Noble's today in North Austin. We'll tell you about that. We have links to it up on Infowars.com right now. And you know he's also made headlines with some of his statements in politics lately. He is David Lynch, and the new film coming out is Inland Empire. Mr. Lynch, it's a real honor to be able to speak with you.
Good to talk to you, Alex.
Tell us about Inland Empire. I haven't gotten a chance to see it yet. Tell us about the film.
Well, all I say about it is it's a story of a woman in trouble.
And I'm told it's like quite a few of your films. It's pretty complex.
Well, you know, Alex, I love stories, and particularly stories that are at one level concrete stories, that hold abstractions. And abstractions are things that cinema can say, things that we experience in life, but cinema can say them. So it's an experience that may be difficult to put into words, but cinema can say it, and people can feel think it. And it's a beautiful language of film. And so I would say Inland Empire holds some of this.
I mean, how would you describe it, though? I mean, if you could say there's a plot to this David Lynch film, because I've just read a synopsis of it, and it's getting, obviously, rave reviews. I've got several here, New York Times, Austin American Statesman in front of me. I mean, for those that, to give them some handle, what's the basics with Inland Empire?
Well, you know, Alex, bless your heart, man, it's a story of a woman in trouble. And that's it, you know. I always think I don't like to know too much about a film going in. And I love the experience of there you are, and the curtains are opening, the lights go down, and we get to go into a world that didn't exist. And now we're going into that.
You do bring the journey of mystery, and that's why your films are so powerful. In fact, a lot of your DVDs of your previous films don't even have chapter markers, do they?
No. I understand that people, you know, like it, but I really believe...
I never skip ahead. I never go to the back of the book.
Well, the thing is that this chapter thing started, and DVDs extra content started... And the film seems to get pushed to the back when it should be forefront, big, you know, giant thing. And so I just like to protect the film.
No, I understand. Now, I've got to ask you this question, and we'll get back into Inland Empire and some of the other things you're doing in your new book. But Lost Highway, I mean, I have my own interpretation of it. And, you know, basically like an alternate reality or a total hallucination, somebody who's insane. I mean, any comments from the director on Lost Highway?
Well, you know, I've been saying lately that, you know, looking back on Lost Highway, I wrote the screenplay with Barry Gifford. He and I wrote the screenplay together. And there we never really talked about this, but it was at a time when the O.J. Simpson trial was going on, and, you know, similar things with the character Fred Madison, how a human being can do a thing that is so horrible and keep on living and smiling and as O.J. is playing golf. So there is a thing that we've discovered, a psychogenic fugue where the mind tricks itself to hide the horror of something done.
That's what I thought. In fact, I was arguing with some of my staff last night, and they were saying it was one thing, and I was saying, no, it's two different personalities.
Well, it's, you know, you can, I won't say any more, but the thing is that more often than not, well, in the long run, nothing stays hidden. So there you go.
Well, I'm having a psychogenic feud right now because I want to get you on about all these great subjects, and I'm such a big fan.
And,
you know, we have some mutual friends. One of them, when I was out in Hollywood a few weeks ago, said, you talked to David Lynch, because I talked to Emilio Estevez, and he was, you know, saying how great you were and the talk you guys had about a subject. And then I was talking with Charlie, and he was saying, yeah, have you talked to him, you know. Or I hope to talk to him sometime and tell him thanks for some things you've said. And I'm having a psychogenic feud right now, Mr. Lynch, because I'm trying to control myself and be honorable.
Okay, well, good for you, Alex.
Oh, man. Okay. Tell us about the new book, sir.
Well, the new book is called Catching the Big Fish, Meditation, Consciousness, and Creativity. And it's a book, you know, about, you know, my 33 years of meditation and how it works with catching ideas, because I say in there that, you know, ideas are like fish, and we can catch these ideas, and if we can expand the container of consciousness, we can catch ideas on a deeper and deeper level. And we can get creativity flowing by learning how to dive within and contacting that unbounded, infinite ocean inside every human being. And it feeds the creativity, and it feeds the joy of doing things.
Oh, I agree. In fact, you're a prolific guy. I mean, you're working hard, I mean, on this multifaceted tour right now. Just shifting gears, talking about, you know, things in your subconscious, in Twin Peaks, the owls are omens of evil, the owls. In more Western or Greek mythology, it's wisdom, or the guardian of the high places, but in Native American, it's a harbinger of evil and destruction. Why are the owls these totems of wickedness in your Twin Peaks?
Mostly that came from Mark Frost, so I don't really, you know, know. But there they came, and there's evil is a strange thing to, you know, to think about. There's plenty of it, especially just on the surface of our world. And it all, you know, is in a ball with negativity. And negativity is like a dark black cloud, you know, over us. We all got a bunch of negativity and stresses and all kinds of things floating in us. And we got a big cloud of it on the world. And if you want to blow that negativity away, all you have to do is learn to dive within and ramp up that light of unity inside everyone. You grow that light up, and the side effect of that is negativity starts to recede. The key to enlightenment, the full potential of the human being is there, and the key to peace on earth is there. It's very, very beautiful.
Mr. Lynch, we're speaking with legendary director and writer David Lynch. Earlier you talked about how in Lost Highway you were kind of paralleling, in a way, O.J., and how he can live a normal life and then be involved in other things that aren't so positive. Any of your latest films or works, is there any archetypal images that in your mind are representing things happening in the world with the war in Iraq or politics or the Patriot Act?
No. You know, they say that all kinds of art reflects our world. And I think that ideas come out of you know, are feeling the world and, you know, hearing and seeing things. But the ideas themselves that I get are separate. They're not made to show a message. They're not made to, you know, do anything. It's just ideas that you get, you fall in love with them. And you see the way cinema, for instance, could translate those ideas. And then you're rolling. And a whole thing comes out. And only later, as more and more of it comes out, do you see a theme or do you see a thing, you know, like that. But you don't set out to tell a message.
I understand. My listenership will crucify me if I don't at least mention the Dutch TV interview that you did, and you commented on the film Loose Change, second edition, and what happened with the towers, and just said people can't deal with that. Why did you even bring that up, or did you know they were going to bring that up?
You know, I knew they were going to bring it up, and so, you know, you saw what I said. You know, we're all, you know, like detectives. Human beings are like detectives. We look at our world, and we keep looking at it, and we get these feelings
mm-hmm.
that there's more going on than meets the eye. And, you know, this is a... It's a world of clues, a world of mystery, but the mystery can get, you know, can get solved. And, you know, but you can find these answers for, you know, a lot of these things within. As far as 9/11 goes, there's, you know, there's things that, you know, we saw that conjure questions and wondering. And something doesn't seem quite right. So it makes us wonder. And the next step is we need answers. We need answers. That's all.
Well, I certainly agree with you. You know, 2 months before 9/11, I can send you a video clip of it. In fact, we ought to go post it on your website. We should talk about your website. You've got a lot of artwork there from different perspectives on 9/11 that you're allowing folks to submit and post there. We've got a link to your site up on Infowars.com right now, and we'll give out that web address before you leave us in any other sites that you think are important, Mr. Lynch. But you know, the establishment told us, or an arm of it, that this is a foundational event, and now we've got Newt Gingrich talking about open martial law and the end of free speech in America. So it's literally survival of my family now and my country to expose this, and I did get the questions, and I did talk about what was going to happen 2 months before it took place, because I saw preparatory actions in the media, and so that's why I am compelled to do what I do, exposing what happened on that date. I mean, you say you have questions. What are a few of the questions that you have concerning 9/11?
I have the same questions that were brought up in all the things you mentioned, and I just don't have the answers.
In the Dutch piece, you mentioned how the towers fell at the speed of, one of them fell at the speed of gravity, which every engineer that's looked at it says is impossible unless there were controlled demolitions.
I understand, Alex. You know, there's questions arising from each of the events that day, and I don't have the answers. I just have the you know...
Is it your instinct?
It's no instinct means I'm hungry, I want to eat. Intuition is the thing.
Ah, yes.
Intuition is higher than intellect. It's emotion and intellect. It's a flowing of knowingness. Now, going back to meditation, when you learn to dive within, which is so beautiful an experience, a human experience, you contact the ocean of knowingness. Pure, vibrant consciousness, knowingness, intuition grows. Intuition is like, it's an ocean of solutions. And you get that knowingness going, you know, it feeds the, you know, all artistic processes and all creative processes. Nothing we do as man, it doesn't, you know, start with, it starts with an idea. Catching those ideas and seeing a way, a knowing a way to translate that, to make something and make it feel correct based on the idea. And, you know, it just goes like that. So there's an intuition going when we see things.
Well, also we know that only 2 or 3% of our intellect is focused in the cerebral cortex, so the more powerful centers of the brain really already know the answer. But like you said in that Dutch interview, people can't handle what their intellect deep down is telling them at the conscious level.
Yeah, well, there's what did you just say in the beginning?
Well, I was just saying that the cerebral cortex...
Let me just tell you one thing about that brain of ours. They say we only use 5 or 10% of it. But now with brain research, they can show you that when you transcend, when you really experience the deepest level of life, the full brain is engaged. And it's the only experience that brings the whole brain into, you know, coherence.
Oh, this is amazing. I totally agree with you. I call it super brainstorming. Do it every day. And it's
thinking, you know, doesn't do it.
Well, stay there. Tell us more about it in the final segment. Quick break. David Lynch, come back. Tell us more about it in the final 5 minutes on the other side. We'll be right back with David Lynch. The new film is coming out.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
David Lynch is our guest, final segment. I tell you, 25 minutes goes by really, really fast. I just got a note here. Aaron Russo is real sick right now with cancer, and we all need to pray for him. David Lynch is, again, our guest. Sir, finishing up with what you were saying about using more of your brain power, you know, turning, I guess, your intellect on or your soul on. I mean, describe exactly what you're getting at.
Well, you know, Alex, it's something we just don't hear so much about in the West. There's so much misunderstanding about meditation. There's so many different kinds of meditation. But there truly is a within. And if you think about it, so many sentences we've heard have the word within, 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 within the sentence. The kingdom of heaven. First seek the kingdom of heaven which lies within, and all else will be added unto you.
So the sleeper must awaken?
The sleeper must awaken. And you can awaken it by experiencing that deepest level, that kingdom of heaven, within.
We were talking during the break, and I was saying 9/11, I think, is the key to exposing this whole agenda. And you're saying that's the surface. I guess we've got to change
our...
There's
so many problems on the surface, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Solve the ocean of solutions is within. Enliven that. The unified field of quantum physics, Atma from Vedic science, meaning the self. There's another saying, know thyself. Dive within, enliven that, and watch things get better.
Well, people should
get
conscious.
And those things that were hidden, Alex, they should be exposed,
sure.
Believe me.
Well, I would say that not just getting to a higher level, the general public's almost mesmerized by the culture and not even awake at a basic level. But then, why did you go public and question powerfully, and I commend you for your courage, 9/11, we were talking during the break, and you were saying more people need to go public. Why did you go public then?
Because, you know, they ask me questions, you know, is when you see that, does it make you wonder about things? Does it seem like what we were told actually happened? It just makes me wonder. I see things that don't add up.
Well, you mentioned some key points. You mentioned some key points, and we all have questions. I'm glad you do, and I'm glad you had the courage to speak out. What about Bush massing 44,000 U.S. troops in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, having the launch order to attack Afghanistan on his desk 2 days before? That was in Newsweek. I mean, how obvious does it have to get?
Here's the deal. There's so many problems in our world, so much negativity. Don't worry about the darkness. Turn on the light. Darkness automatically goes. Ramp up the light of unity within. Help do that for yourself. Help do that for the world. It with peace-creating groups. And then we're really doing something.
Well, it
really
does start at home.
Something that bring that light of unity. All diversity is appreciated in the light of unity. It will be so beautiful, so easy. Remember, that's where all the power is that created the universe and runs it, maintains it without a problem.
Well, I agree with you that it's charity starts at home. We have to start changing ourselves one person at a time. And I guess that's what the new book, The Big Fish, covers.
Exactly right, Alex.
And you're going to be at a book signing tonight at the Galleria area up in North Austin at Barnes & Noble's. Just an amazing interview, and I appreciate your courage. What did you think about Charlie Sheen and others speaking up on 9/11?
You know, if people, you know, have questions, they have the right in this country, by golly, to, you know, raise the questions.
Absolutely. So you support them raising questions?
What? Alex?
Yes, sir.
You know, I support enlivening unity. Bring out the full potential of the human being by doing that. Everyone has that, you know, ability. And let's start working on real peace, dynamic peace for the world.
Yes, sir.
All these other problems, you know, mostly ridiculous absurdities will vanish.
So they're symptoms of the disease. Thank you.
The sun's coming up, Alex.
Yes, thank you. God bless.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645. Hello.